glorified.
Yeah, say in my life, be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Yeah.
Glory, Lord.
Oh.
Oh.
don't mind giving God glory. Can you bless him right there? I just want to say thank you. Yes, you get the glory. Hey, he gets the glory, doesn't he? Praise be to God. Hey, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm just here to bring the music with the message that moves the heart, the mind, and the soul. How about that? I'm so glad to be here with you again on a Sunday, beautiful Sunday morning, and yes, beloved, if you're a partner, a friend, a member of the family of God, a seeker, a saint, or ain't, we just glad you're listening to us today, because we've got the music that lets you know, and the message too. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. You don't quit in the dip. No, no, no. That's not what we do. We give God the glory. We can't pray our way through it sometimes. We just got to praise our way through it. Am I right about it? Yes, beloved. That was Miss Miranda Curtis, Reverend Miranda Curtis, with the Thank You Medley Part 1. And so here we are, beloved. We are in the season of autumn, sure enough. Beautiful, beautiful weather we're having here in the Northeast. We're so blessed and so grateful to God. We think about and remember our friends in the Southeast, family members, and, you know, the first responders and those who are impacted by Hurricane Helene. We just think of you in Florida and in Georgia and Texas and all down in that part of the world. You know, natural things are happening. Man-made things are happening, and guess what? God sees, God knows, and God cares. That's why we can say there is a bright side to it all. Just don't give in and don't give up. All right, I've got 6 songs back to back for you today. Waiting on Jesus by the Williams Brothers. Come Jesus Come, CC Winans. Still Here, Mississippi Mass Choir. Learning to Lean, Reverend F.C. Barnes. And I Believe, Jonathan Nelson. I Trust in God, Elevation Worship. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. All right, then. 6 songs, 31 minutes, back-to-back music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, beloved. You don't go nowhere. You stay right here with Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, because there's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here, right now with me on WGXC. Here we go with the Williams Brothers talking about Waiting on Jesus.
Lord, I'm gonna wait, because my waiting days will soon be over. Oh, yes, there is. Oh, I'm just waiting.
Sitting here waiting.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, I am.
Lord, I'm gonna wait, because my waiting days will soon be over.
You know, sometimes
I'm waiting.
Just like Job, they didn't wait on the Lord. Sharon knew their strength. Anybody out there waiting on him? Let me see, wait a hand. Keep waiting. Keep on waiting.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm. But I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. There'll be no war, and there'll be no change when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. One day he'll come, and we'll stand face to face. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now, there's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through. But I'm still here. Tell somebody else.
Thank you.
through storms and rain. But I'm still here. Listen to this. Some people wrote me off. But I'm still here. Jesus wrote me in. I'm still here. I had to cry sometimes. I can't hear you. Come on, say it. I had to go to the doctor. He said I wasn't gonna make it. Does anybody here know God brought you? I can't hear you. Does anybody here know God brought you?
Beloved, I'm still here, and you are too, because you're listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and elsewhere, WGXC.org online. Anytime you want to go to the archive, you can hear The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved, and it's right here with me on WGXC. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and we come to fill your ear, your head, your heart, your mind, your soul with the music that has the message. We got more music coming up, Learning to Lean with Reverend F.C. Barnes, I Believe with Jonathan Nelson, I Trust in God, Elevation Worship. And then, beloved, after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Oh, I'm so glad I learned to depend on Jesus. So many things I tried let me down, but Jesus never failed. Sister Brown, help me say it this time. Thank you, Jesus. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I'm so glad I did. He's my friend. When I can't see my way, say it one more time. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. You ought to try it sometimes. He's my friend. When I'm lonely, cheering, and he's my guide. Oh, yes, he is, Lord. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Yes, I did. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Oh, yes, sir. Listen, children, listen. Wanna fellowship, wanna joy divine, leaning on his arm. Thank you, Jesus. Wanna blessedness, wanna peace of mind, leaning on his arm. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's all right with me, too. My way get dark, children, and he's my guide. Oh, yes, he is.
Listen, children, listen. Oh, how sweet to walk in the narrow way, leaning on his arm. He's all right with me, you know what? Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on his arm.
That's why I trust him, because he never fails. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. Holly, the one. Praise be to God. Amen. Ask me how I know. Oh, my God. Come on here, y'all. All right, beloved. So let's get into it. I'm still on this Diddy trip. All right. There's so many lessons from the Word of God in this story that's unfolding before us in real time. I want to talk to you with the title, The Love of Money, the Root of All Kinds of Evil. The Love of Money, the Root of All Kinds of Evil. Apostle Paul writes to his protege, his son in God, Timothy, a young man who starts to do ministry and pastor people. And he writes to him in his first letter, and in the sixth chapter of it, the sixth division of it, in the 10th verse, he says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Oh my God. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced
themselves with many griefs. My beloved brothers and sisters, today we are able to reflect on this powerful and timely warning that the Apostle Paul gave to his son in God, Timothy, that the love of money, this seemingly simple desire for wealth, has been identified as the root of all kinds of evil. Notice Paul does not say that money itself is evil, but rather it is the love of it. It is this misaligned affection that leads many astray and into affliction. Do I have any witnesses? In today's society, beloved, we know wealth is glorified. Success is equated with financial gain. And people have become obsessed with achieving more money, more status, more fame, more influence. And they use money often as the driving force behind these goals. The temptation of wealth can be so strong that it can choke the very soul. But what happens when we chase after wealth at all costs? What happens when the love of money begins to dominate our hearts and our thoughts? I want to share that story that many of you have become familiar with, the story of Sean Diddy Combs. He's a man whose current situation in life can teach us a great deal about the dangers of allowing wealth and power to cloud our judgment. Sean Combs, you know him as Diddy and Puff Diddy whatever else, Puffy. He rose to immense fame and wealth, and he became an icon in the music industry and a symbol of success. Who didn't want to be like Sean Combs? His businesses grew beyond music. They touched fashion, liquor, also known as spirits, and entertainment. But with his success came this relentless pursuit for more. And the pursuit for fame and fortune and power can act as an intoxicant that blinds us to the consequences of our actions. And it proved to be an intoxicant that eventually began to fail him, leading him to search for more intoxicating substances and more pursuits that led him into very dark places. And so recently, his name has been embroiled in controversies and accusations that led him to now civil and federal lawsuits, ranging some of these allegations from the vilest deviant to the most violent behaviors, some that are akin to what is known about demonic manifestations. And while he awaits trial for these allegations, his fall has been great, a biblically epic proportions even. And so a few months ago, when he was residing in mansions and 7-star hotels and flying in private jets, now he resides in an 8-by-10-foot cell, sleeping on a steel bed with a 1.5-inch thick mattress, no pillow, 3.5 by 5 feet of space in which to move around, no cell phone, no TV, no books, no music, and no drugs. And the wealth he amassed, beloved, the fame, the fortune, are not able to protect him from the realities that he is now facing. What we can observe from the downfall of Sean Diddy Combs is how the unrelenting desire for wealth and power and control led him to live decades of his life in moral and spiritual decay. Somewhere along the line, the pursuit of money and influence overpowers other values, human values, societal values, godly values, family values. You know, beloved, it is possible to amass wealth without knowing and loving God. But wealth that is gotten outside of knowing and loving God and using that wealth to do what God would have you to do, to be a blessing and to bless, will not bring you peace. That wealth will not bring you freedom. That wealth will not bring you joy. Nah, not apart from God. He amassed all this wealth, but at what cost, beloved? Did he compromise integrity? Did he let pride and greed take root in his heart? It's a tragic example of what can happen when the love of money overshadows the love of God and people. The love of money has some serious consequences, beloved. The love of money is subtle. It'll start with small compromises and justifying dishonesty and ignoring ethical boundaries. And over time, it'll grow into a thirst for more blinding people to the harm they are causing to themselves and to others. Beloved, the love of money distorts our priorities. And Jesus taught us in Matthew 6 and verse 24 that we cannot serve both God and money. And when we elevate wealth to the highest place in our lives, it pushes God aside. We begin to make decisions that are not based on righteousness or compassion, but on how much profit can be made. The love of money corrupts our relationships, and when wealth becomes our primary goal, we start to treat people as objects and stepping stones or tools for financial gain. And love and respect and community, they give way to selfish ambition, and people driven by greed often lose touch with their families, their friends, and even themselves. Beloved, the love of money leads to spiritual death. Paul warns that those who are eager for money have wandered far from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Greed drives us away from the path of God. It creates a void, and the more we try to fill that void with material things, the emptier we become. Eventually, the love of money consumes us, leaving us spiritually bankrupt. In Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and verse 37, it says, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul?" And the word man means humanity. What does it profit a person, humanity, to gain the whole world and forfeit the soul? Beloved, there's so much we can learn from this story, this one man's story, but it's not just about this one man. It's a reflection of the world in which we live. The same spirit of greed and lust for power has taken down countless individuals, organizations, and even nations throughout history. But beloved, the story doesn't have to end in destruction. There is hope in Christ. He invites us to turn away from the love of money and instead to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. In fact, in order to find the peace and prosperity that he offers, he commands us to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. The Holy Bible teaches us many things, and that when we apply them intentionally and consistently, it leads to purpose and fulfillment that gives us a worthy name, not a name that elicits shame. Beloved, there are so many teachings that are vitally important for us, but there's only three I have time to share today, so I'm going to go with these three right now. For number one, pursue God with godly contentment. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Contentment doesn't mean we reject wealth or success. It means we are satisfied with what God has provided and trust that he will continue to meet our needs. We don't have to chase after more and more and more because we know that our value is not in what we own, but in whose we are. Number two, live generously. Proverbs 11 and 24 says, "One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty." The antidote to greed is generosity. When we give, we loosen the grip that money has over our hearts. And we recognize that what we have is a gift from God. And we are called to use the gifts from God, our resources, to bless others. Number three, keep your eye on eternity. Jesus told us to store up treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy. Ah, beloved. By when the grace of God, you've done good, quote unquote, do good to others. Do it to good as many people as you can, as often as you can. And in doing so, we give honor to God and we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Earthly wealth will pass away, but the riches of God's kingdom are eternal. And we need to focus our lives on things that matter for eternity, like faith and love and justice and compassion. Brothers and sisters, the love of money is indeed the root of all kinds of evil. We say it played out in the lives of celebrities and politicians, and perhaps we have even seen it play out in our own lives. But we are called to something higher. Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." You see, God calls us to live with integrity and to seek him more than anything else and to love one another generously. So let us examine our hearts today. Where has the love of money taken root? Do you know it can be uprooted? Yes, beloved, by just surrendering ourselves fully to Christ. The world may celebrate wealth, but we know that true riches are found in a life devoted to knowing, loving, and serving God, and serving people in service to God. The Almighty One, the only wise God, who loved us so much, he gave us his only begotten Son. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm telling you, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And listen, we got another tune to play. Then I'm going to give you my final remarks. I Am Free by Called Out Music. Love this one. Amen. Hallelujah. Oops, I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Praise God.
Turning around for me. This is my testimony. My testimony. Oh, yeah. Jesus, you have turned my life around. I'm a living testimony. I'm so blinded by your grace. You are the truth that lights my way. Everyone's asking how I'm smiling, waiting to make me smile. Lord, you've given me my freedom, so I will sing and testify. So in the name of Jesus,
I am free.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I am free. I've got my freedom.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So in the name of Jesus,
I am free.
In the name of Jesus,
I am free.
Praise the Lord. I am free, no longer bound, and no more chains holding me, no more chains to chasing money, no more chains to addictions, no more chains to low self-esteem and lack of confidence and just confusion and depression and no. For in Jesus Christ, there is freedom. Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes, beloved, it's a real place. And if you're not in that zone yet, you can be. Just call on him. All right. He'll hear you. And if you already know him that way, then you give snaps and claps and give him praise all day. All right. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. Listen, beloved, by way of announcements, on October 1st, Tuesday, the VP debate, y'all who don't get into all that stuff, but check it out. All right. And, you know, find out what folks are saying for yourself. All right. Here firsthand. Rosh Hashanah is coming up on October 3rd, and a blessed Rosh Hashanah to our beloved Hebrew brothers and sisters. Happy birthday to all you September and October babies. All right. I hope that your next revolution around the sun will be among the very best ones. This afternoon, the Second Baptist Church will be giving out 135 free meals in honor of their church anniversary. I think it's 135 years. All right. Check out the Second Baptist Church in Catskill to get more information. You can do that on Google. Okay. The Tuesday afternoon show. I'll be back on Tuesday at 4:10 p.m. with my guest, where we chop it up a little bit. I have a wonderful lineup for you, but you know, you got to tune in to check it out. All right. 4:10. It's 4:10 p.m. on Tuesday. The Hudson office of Senator Michelle Hinchey will be opening on October 5th. All right. Come on by and say hi to our senator. She was in the community the other day at Bliss Tower with a mobile office, and it was just good to see the folks in the community interacting and getting information from all the folks she brought with her, various agencies from around our country, our state. We're having the Preparedness Conference, Crisis Readiness and Disaster Preparedness Conference, Saturday, October 12th from 9 to 3 p.m. Lunch will be provided. We hope that you'll join and come on out. I'm encouraging group leaders, organizational leaders, and heads of household, individuals, families. Seats are limited, so you need to check that out. You can call in and reserve your seat, 518. 653-2008, 518-653-2008. That's our Overcomers message line. And so beloved, listen, remember never to forget that God loves you, all right? Remember those who are less fortunate than you are, say a prayer. It goes a long way. God listens. He said, if my people call by my name, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face and pray, I will hear their prayers in heaven. I'll forgive their sin. I'll heal in their land. Let's keep praying, all right? Pray until something happens. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm on my way out. Just got a couple of seconds with one more tune for you. Enjoy the Lord and enjoy your life. No matter how great a day, God loves you. God bless you. And ciao for now.
Blessed are those who